This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, we're all getting a little bit up there in age. What would you say is an old person habit that whether you meant to or not, you've kind of adopted over the years?
An old person habit.
All right, for an example.
I heard you guys
in the office talking about the fact that you went to a party or a bar birthday at 8 o'clock. And that was a little bit late to be headed out in the evening.
It was Friday. I had committed to being home, and I was already tired. I throw my feet up on the coffee table. My wife says, hey, mutual friend of ours, not even like a party, but a couple people were going to go out, celebrate a birthday. I'm like, F it, whatever, 8 o'clock. And I'm just like, damn it, man, right? So, and look, I like to drink. I get to the bar. Who's there? Well, there's Ted. Ted's like, only been here a few minutes. I wasn't going to come out. It's kind of late. It was about 8:10 that we're having this conversation,
On a Friday. I mean, a Friday night.
It wasn't Friday.
Monday. It was a Tuesday.
Hear me out.
Or a Wednesday.
I thought it was ridiculous because generally on Friday, right? Like, if I'm going to go out, I'll go out right after work.
Yeah, me too.
But I was an old man and I went home and I sat on my couch and I fell asleep for about 25 minutes.
All right.
That's real old.
So you take a nap. So you feel a little bit better.
So I missed my butt. I was supposed to meet three friends at a different bar and I said, well, I'm not going to meet you now. I'll just go to the neighborhood bar. So it's just funny. No offense to Thrill, but when he showed up, I was just like, oh, you're like stone sober too. And he was like, yeah, I just came out. I was like, oh, me too. It's kind of almost did. It's already 8.
Because then we had the conversation. Well, what brought you out? And so Ted explained, I was supposed to meet guys earlier. I took my nap. I'm like, I was content to be home, but we got the call. So we're kind of commiserating about the fact that, can't believe it went out this late. It's 8 o'clock on Friday.
You're right, Miles. That was a bad conversation.
Well, I mean, I just say,
but it was true.
This is what
happened. We couldn't believe that the other one was also, quote unquote, because as Ted said, for both of us, because typically, if we go to that bar, it's just straight after work.
Correct.
Around 8 o'clock or 8:30, you're heading home.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So the idea of coming out at that late hour of 8 o'clock. Yeah, we're both like, wow.
My parents have been divorced, not together, for 53 years.
Damn.
If I go see my mom, I will look at the amount of pills that she takes daily. All right, now she's got a little Monday through or Sunday, Saturday through Sunday little pill container, okay? And I'm telling you, she takes probably 10 to 12 pills a day.
A day.
Now, my father, when he's come to visit me, I've seen bottles of stuff that are on the counter. And I mean, it looks like a drug deal. He's got a fishing tackle box full of drugs
and all.
And he takes probably 10 to 15 supplements a day as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have gotten to this point in my life where I take now 6 different pills a day. And I have that I have that weekly little thing.
Wow.
Where I take, you know, I definitely take a vitamin D because I feel like you need it. I take fish oils. I take an omega-3. I take a, I don't know what the hell I take. I'll take a, what is the probiotic for your stomach.
Okay, now wait. Here's the difference, though. Is anything you're taking prescribed by a medical practitioner, or are you just getting old and saying,
I need this? Okay. This is my old person habit that I've adopted.
An old person. Like, my dad now is to take pills, but all of them are doctor prescribed for
I understand that.
And I get it. But you're just like, nah, man, I'm
taking
a daily.
I'm taking like four or five. I got a turmeric in there. I don't even know what the hell that does. A vitamin C.
So what is turmeric? I've heard it's good, but.
It's like with inflammation.
Inflammation, okay.
Yeah, so I take all that crap. So I realize that I'm slow. And you know what? I'll probably have to get a bigger container because I'll probably end up starting taking more pills.
And you grocery shop and eat breakfast almost every morning.
Well, I don't eat breakfast.
Not every morning, but you always say, man, I had to get up at 6, say, for golf, right? And I understand that. But you always make the comment, you know, we get breakfast, which makes sense. But I really like getting breakfast early, man.
I can walk to my gym. My gym is a quarter mile away from my house. So when I walk to the gym, on the way back, there's a grocery store in between the gym and my home.
Mm-hmm.
So if I don't have anything in the refrigerator to eat that night, or if I need some lunch, I'll just walk in there, and every day I just buy what I need for the day.
Who else is in there?
I am the youngest person in there.
Yeah.
Other than the people who are working there.
Yeah. I'll go to the grocery store sometimes in the morning at like 9, 9:30. It's just old people.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice, though.
Yeah. You know,
that's the difference is when we make the comment, but it's nice. That's when you hit the old.
With the exception of being completely unaware of their surroundings, it's nice. As far as where you're parking your buggy, you know, just getting in the way of
people. English? You're calling it a buggy?
Well,
it's a cart,
the cart, whatever the hell it is. It's right in the middle, and then they're kind of like wandering around. Like, you can't get by them. So then you got to physically move their cart, and I feel like that's like someone's personal territory, even though the grocery store owns it. But I still feel like if I scoot their cart over, like, they're looking at me like I stole their car.
We got a couple of texts here, and this one, God, I hate to admit this. It says, I get pissed if stray children are on my property. If I had a basketball hoop or something, then I'd understand. No, I have a basketball hoop. And I remember here, it's like two summers ago, I heard the ball bouncing, kids playing. And look, they were very nice. Mm-hmm. They were very respectful, but it was the first time in my life I had to pull the old man card, open my door, like, who the F are you? We saw the basketball hoop. They weren't doing anything.
That's what kids do.
But I did it all the time as a kid. If you had a basketball hoop, that's where the kids went, right?
Yeah.
And I realized I had to remind myself of that, like, it's okay. But then my wife, you know, she walks around like, who the F's outside playing basketball? So I'm like, all right, I already talked to him. Let's let it go. Then someone else says, my old person habit I inherited is listening to the radio every day. I need my talkies. And if you call it talkies, yes.
Okay.
That is definitely a thing.
Well, there's a thread on social media where people are talking about old person habits they've adopted. But they're actually really good ideas. And here are the best ones. Wearing those straps on your glasses so you can wear them around your neck when you're not using them. I believe they're also known as crokies if you're into the boating world.
That's what they're called.
But they have the ones that, like, you know, that are more on the temples that hang down. So if you have readers on, you can just kind of take them off, rest them on your chest, and put them back up.
Exactly.
I don't have those type of glasses, so I don't need those. But I typically just take my glasses off all the time so I can read and then put them back on so I can actually see. Having a box of tissues in every room just in case.
Jesus. Yeah. Old people love that.
They do, and they don't throw the tissues away either.
No, you just ball them up and put them on the coffee.
I got to remind myself when I get a cold to buy tissues. It's usually if I have to blow my nose, I just use toilet paper. Mm-hmm.
Toilet paper, towels, whatever.
When backing up the vehicle or while parallel parking your car, it's very important as an old person to lower the volume on your radio.
Yeah.
Does that help? Lower the volume. Mm-hmm. I also, for some reason, don't like to drive with a baseball hat on, but I wear a baseball hat almost every day.
Really?
I take it off when I get in the car.
I do, too.
Don't know why.
I don't either.
But you're right. If I'm looking for directions, I got to turn down the volume.
Everybody does, and I don't know what it is. Just like, we're lost. Turn down the volume.
Yes.
Like, well, we're still lost, and now I have no music.
Having a plastic bag full of other plastic bags, just in case.
I have that in my work bag right now.
You never know when you'll need one when you get old. Having paper printouts of vacation itineraries. Yeah. Sure, everything's on your phone. The ticket, the whole deal. But you're always digging through apps trying to find the stuff you're looking for. It's better just to print up the hotel, the rental car company.
I maintain.
The plane itinerary.
People make fun of me. They say you're an old man. I'm like, I am. They say you're a caveman. Might be. I want the paper printed itinerary. Mm-hmm. I really do.
I do too. I think it's very helpful to me.
So my kid, we had to fly to Texas January, whatever it was. Anyway, the family is down there before me because I had to work. And then it's just me. I got to fly down. And my wife's like, look. You need to install the American Airline app. And I'm like, why can't I just get a printout? And she said, look, just install the app. So this went on for 5 minutes because my retort was always, why can't I just get a paper printout? Finally, she's like, just install the app. So I go to install the app. Well, I can't install the app because I have not updated my phone in 7 years. Seriously, I said, you don't have whatever it is.
Yeah.
So then And this kind of thing just irritates me. I know it's not a big deal. Everyone does it all the time. Well, now I have to install the new operating system, I guess it is, into my phone, which takes like 40 minutes. I mean, I'm just pissed off the whole time. And in the end, turns out that app, rather convenient.
Buying pill organizers. I've already covered that.
I got one in my backpack.
Using closed captioning on everything you watch.
Not there yet.
Okay.
No.
Immediately upon entering your domicile, switching to comfortable clothes, yes. Slippers, sweatpants, t-shirts, getting in the comfort zone as soon as you get into your house.
Immediately.
Really?
It depends on what I'm going to do the rest of the evening.
I always just kick off my shoes, but I would say none of my clothes are that uncomfortable, and then none of my quote-unquote comfy clothes are so much more comfortable, it's just not worth it.
Oh, man. Kick the shoes off, put the pajama pants on, the loose shirt, the emotional support hoodie, as the wife calls it. Got my slippers, my house shoes on.
I was going to say, I'm like Mr. Robinson. Because I'll put socks and shoes back on, but I'm going to change them.
Mr. Rogers.
Yeah,
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Well, I was calling Mr. Robinson.
Robinson, I know you're in there. Open the door.
I pay my rent.
Having a blanket within arm's reach when sitting on the sofa.
Yes. Always.
Lap blanket. In fact, whatever blanket.
It is my blanket,
and
it is my spot on the couch. I have to kick my kid and my dog off of there all the time. No one gets to use my blanket. It is my blanket.
More old people habits. Eating early dinners. The earlier, the better.
Nah, not really that one.
And doing weekend errands before noon to beat the crowds.
Yeah.
Honestly, man, and I look, being a Ravens fan, the game's typically on at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
If that's televised, I'll stay at home. I will wait until the Seahawks play, and that is when
I go
to the grocery store, yep. I schedule a haircut, I will do everything I can during that window of time that I need to get done.
Oh, yeah.
I know for a fact, number one, the roads are not going to be that crowded.
Nope.
Number two, any place I'll walk into is not going to be that crowded. And number three, by the time I get home, I can watch the second half.
Yeah.
So I'm still going to be able to watch the second half of the Seahawks game, but I'll take that first half, man, and do like four or five different things that I've just been putting off, whether it's dropping clothes off at the Goodwill. There's no lines. There's nothing.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Nothing going on, man. It's just, it's dead to
the world. Oh, every football. I have this conversation with my wife. You know, if it's Sunday, like, hey, we need to do blank. I'm like, the Ravens game's on. And like you said, typically it's an earlier game. I'm like, at 1 o'clock, I'm good. And we get a three and a half hour window where it's not going to be super crowded. But I'm not doing anything when the Ravens are on. And I don't want to do anything before the Seahawks are on because every place is packed. Yeah.
Do you know when you were a kid and your parents would always tell you to turn whatever you have down as far as the volume goes? If you're listening to music, if you're watching the television,
anything.
You're too close, it's too loud, whatever the hell the deal. I swear to you, if I talk. Man, I hope they don't listen to the show. When I talk to my mom and my dad, and I talk to them differently, they're different households, but I call them every weekend. And I have to tell them to turn the volume down on the television because it is so loud.
Yep.
I can barely hear them. I mean, it is, and my uncle, too, I called him the other day, and it was so freaking loud. I was like, Jesus, man.
Mm-hmm.
I know how close your television is to your couch. You've got that thing on like 30.
I don't understand why they can't just acknowledge, like my mom called me yesterday, right? Same thing. We check it on the weekends. If it's like, just turn it down before you call me. Because naturally, I just go, where are you?
Are you in a bar?
Right. It sounds like there's something going on. It just is the TV's so loud.
My parents are with us for 2 weeks over Christmas. And the reminder, one, my dad gets up early, but the reminder they were there is that I can hear the news blasting into my bedroom. And he's in the basement. And it's like, that, look, man, I know you're going deaf, but, like, seriously, dude, just turn on the closed captioning.
Yeah. I would say the other thing is, too, is, like I don't know if it's an old person hat, but I'm obsessed with the weather. But that is, like, an old man thing. But it's like, I got to check it every day.
Yeah, but you've always been interested in
it. Right, but that is an old person thing. Like,
it is. But the real old person thing to me, and I hate this about myself, but everyone I know around my age, we now do it. So when I'm growing up, you know, my grandmother, she would say, like, oh, it's going to rain today. And you're looking outside, the sky is blue. Like, what are you talking about? She's like, well, my hip's aching on my left side, so it's going to be rain. Like, you're insane. And then when you get older, you realize there is some truth to that. Whatever the air pressure is has an effect on different joints.
I don't know what the hell's going on. Today was bitingly cold in my world. My body's sore. So with the cold, it just penetrates me from the inside. I'm like, I'm tight. I need to stretch out all the time. It's like I have no blood circulation going on. I'm freezing cold. I'm dressed appropriately, but it just seems like I'm cold a lot.
I'm definitely colder now.
Or I'm sore because of the fact that my body does not heat up.
Now, actually, yesterday, man, there was an old person moment between me and my wife. We're watching a kid play volleyball. The game ends. All we have to do is stand up because we are sitting down. And both of us individually are like, nah! As we sit, and I just looked at her. I'm like, oh, my God, dude. It's, yeah, random, we're done. Random, it's random. Over.